Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
How should Christians respond when our freedoms of religion are challenged, limited, or taken away, often in the name of tolerance? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Joel LaRue, legal counsel for the Alliance for Defending Freedom, told us stories and provided strategies for maintaining freedom of religion in a society increasingly disdaining public expressions of faith.
Well, the biggest thing that your listeners can do is pray. Frankly, I am convinced that this is a spiritual battle. I'm convinced that we need people praying for revival to break out in America, for return by our society to God, for people who will be serious about, I'm a Christian, and so I speak from my belief system. I don't know what your listeners' belief system is, but, you know, I believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and we need people who will be committed to that and pray for a return to those convictions by our country. That's the biggest thing. The second thing that your listeners can do, frankly, is they can study the issues and they can get involved. Now, we're a 501c3 organization, and so I, have to be very careful about what I say that might be construed as saying vote for or against a particular candidate. But, if your listeners are concerned about religious liberty and concerned about life and opposed to abortion, and if they're concerned about marriage, candidates make these positions known, and your listeners can get involved. Maybe some of your listeners are called by God to run for office and to work to turn our society back to God from within the political framework. Beyond that, though, one final thing that I would suggest, if any of your listeners are pastors or church leaders, they really ought to take a look at their bylaws and make sure that they are adequately protected. On our what we call our Speak Up Church website, and you can get there from our main website, but on our Speak Up Church website, we have a number of documents just for churches that talk about how churches can protect themselves. Because frankly, Neil, we believe that once marriage is redefined nationally, if that happens, or once the fight is done and, say 30 states have redefined marriage, 20 haven't, or whatever it ends up being, once that fight is over, we believe that those who have advocated for redefining marriage will come after the churches who don't want to perform same-sex weddings. And so churches need to be proactive and make sure that their bylaws and their articles of incorporation and their other documents are set up in such a way to give them the greatest religious freedom protection they could possibly have.